Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a Friday, and welcome to Kettle Latte. Chuck Meather here at the Kirkside Cafe. I came a little bit late, so I missed the breakfast special, so I'm going to grab some brunch. It's all good because it's all the catechism. Heidelberg Catechism, to be precise, and we look at Lord's Day number 5, question and answer number 15. What kind of mediator and redeemer, then, must we seek? One who is a true and righteous man, and yet more powerful than all creatures. That is one who is also true God. And, of course, we've got a bunch of scripture here to back up that statement. We have Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 21 and 22. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. And then a few verses down, he says in verses 25 and 26, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. And then we slip into the Old Testament, and so we go to Isaiah 53:11. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. And then back to Paul's letter to the Corinthians, this time his second letter, chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And there is yet still more scripture. Hebrews 7, 15 and 16 tells us, this becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest not on the basis of a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. Then later, verse 26, for it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separate from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Dear friends, what comfort we have today, knowing that while we are yet in the church militant, surrounded by our sin, the sins of the world, and of course, the devil and his minions, the triumvirate of evil, all those things, we have this comfort. So also in Christ shall all be made alive. And we are alive today. We have become the righteousness of God because of the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has completely satisfied the wrath of the Heavenly Father and so removed our sin and guilt.